Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. Now, you may be familiar with Rory Nolan from the hilarious Ross O'Carroll Kelly stage shows, but he has many, many strings to his bow as a highly acclaimed and accomplished theatre and TV actor. He is now starring in Druid's acclaimed production of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, embarking on a five-week national tour before heading over to the United States for a further 7 weeks. And Rory joins us now to talk about Beckett and various other things. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, good, Neil. How are you?
You're worried because I'm going to ask you a weird question at the end and I've just told you. Is that true? We'll get to that in a second. So, you know exactly how this is going to go in the US because you've already been there, haven't you, at a festival?
Yeah, we played in the Spoleto Festival in South Carolina, and that was last May, I think, which was, well, it wasn't unusual, it's just different, I suppose. We weren't used to that kind of Southern American audience, but it went down a bomb. They loved it.
So what was different? Because I'm loath to ask you the question because I always get asked the question, are there different reactions to different places? But the reason I'm asking is, well, one, you've opened the door, but two, I also talked to a man who is in the know about theatre, and he said to me he thinks that Irish people know Beckett is meant to be funny a lot of the times, and sometimes he thinks that UK audiences and productions don't know that in the same way.
Yeah, I think Beckett suffers slightly from people thinking that he's inaccessible or that he's avant-garde or that he's something that he isn't. You know, his main influences were Chaplin and Buster Keaton and things like that. Music hall, you know, mixed in with a bit of Joyce and a bit of Dante, you know, that's actually doing him a bit of a disservice because he's Beckett, you know, he's an unbridled genius. But the show itself, I mean, Waiting for Godot is so accessible and it's so funny and it's so Irish. You know, he originally wrote the play En attendant Godot in French. And then he wrote it again in English. It's not a translation of what he wrote. He actually wrote the play again.
Entirely.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's the same play, but he wrote it with his Irish brain on, so to speak. And there's just stuff in it it's not even wordplay. I think Irish people get it on a level that, I'm not saying other people don't, but people seem to think that it's kind of inaccessible or that it's avant-garde. And that's one of the things we've always tried to do with this production, is to make it more accessible and to say, no, this is a great, funny, tragic, hilarious, sad, life-affirming play. So, you know.
And it's more accessible than you might think if you're not
familiar
with it.
Absolutely. Oh, people balk at the name. Yeah. Beckett. They go, oh no, not for me. That's too highbrow for me. Not at all.
And is this usually a play for older actors? It's often older actors. Because this is something that strikes me with this particular play. So you do Ross O'Carroll Kelly, for example, right? Yeah. You're the first person to play him from the books. So that brings a different pressure. But it's not like when someone watches Beckett and go, well, Patrick Stewart was very good, Ian McKellen was very good, and everybody else was very good. Do you feel like, oh God, I have to do something different? Or do you never watch anything else when you're going into it?
No, I don't think any other production played in our minds at all. I mean, the idea came to us, we were all on tour with a big load of Shakespeare plays, and we were down in Limerick, and we said to Gary Hines, the director, we said to him, what about this? And we kind of laughed initially thinking about it, because as far as we were concerned, there was a very famous production up in the gate with Barry McGovern and Stephen Brennan and Alan Stanford and Johnny Murphy. And as far as we were concerned, we thought they kind of owned us. We thought, no, that's the seminal production. That's the one we all saw in our formative years. So we kind of approached it. I suppose we were being a little bit cheeky, but then we thought, no, hang on a second. Why don't we give this a lash? And, you know, the four of us who are in the show have worked together for years and years now. We're great friends. So when we go into a room, there's a shorthand that I always say, there's this shorthand that we have that we don't have to, you know, ask each other, is it all right if I try this? Or can I try this? And, you know, we just hit the floor running and we just bring a lot of fun. And I mean, it's hard work. Don't get me wrong. We go at it, you know, tooth and nail. But at the same time, We have a lot of fun working together, and I think sometimes that can read.
I assume it's great fun working with people you've worked with before, particularly with Druid, and particularly with the people you've mentioned there.
Yeah.
I saw you some years ago in The Importance of Being Earnest with Stockard Channing, who people will know. That's she's right. In The Good Wife. She was married to Jed Bartlett in The West Wing.
West Wing, yeah.
And
she was in Greece.
She was
Rizzo.
Rizzo in Greece. And you're kind of looking at her going, it must have been unusual working with her, because you don't have the same shorthand you had, but say, with Rory Keenan.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and that, she came into a company, Rough Magic, and we'd all worked together before, and it was really interesting to see, you know, her take on it, what she brought to us. You know, we're so spoiled in Ireland with our writers and our affinity with writers like Oscar Wilde, like we were mentioning Beckett there, and everyone from Joyce to, I mean, you name it, like, you know, Tom
people
Murphy,
want
Brian
to do
Friel.
Them, don't they?
Yeah, they want to, and people want to see them, and we have a weird relationship, because I think we have a slight tendency to own these things. We kind of feel like we have a bit of an ownership.
Yeah,
I mean, Importance of Being Earnest is a play set in London. It's desperately English and all that.
Yeah.
But we do... Wilde was always an outsider. He was the Irish outsider slightly, you know what I mean? And he always had that. And we have an affinity with him and all that. So we kind of... Maybe we felt we were on firmer footing with it. But she came in knowing what she knew, and she brought her Americanness almost to it.
Yeah.
And the way in which she would go about acting or playing that kind of part. And it was a roller coaster. Yeah, it was great fun. You know,
it's good to see a different approach as well, from your point of view. Got a text in here. What is Rory's worst audition experience? Do you still audition? I assume you don't audition for Irish theatre work, because you have never been out of work since you left the School of Acting.
I've been very fortunate, but no, and of course, I don't know. Back in the day when I first came out of the gate of School of Acting in 2003. Yeah, I did a round of auditions, but I was very fortunate to get cast in a new Tom Murphy play that was directed by Lynn Parker called The Drunkard. And we went on tour with that. And, you know, one thing led to another, and next thing, you know, I did a big show called Improbable Frequency, and that was the one that I always remember. After that, offers started coming in. But no, of course, you audition every now and again for certain things, or certain people, directors might want to...
And what's the thing that's gone wrong?
Well, there's loads of stuff, but there's one that really sticks out, which is there's a very famous and excellent casting director who's a great she's a good friend of mine and all of ours. Her name is Maureen Hughes. I don't know if you've ever come across
Maureen,
but she casts loads of things. I first met Maureen back then. At the time she was pregnant, and I said to her, oh, that's fantastic, you're pregnant. And next thing, I met her partner, this beautiful ex-GI from America. His name, I can't remember his name, but he was a really interesting guy, a black guy from the States. And the next time I met her, it was in a very noisy place. This is a casting director now, and she'd had the baby. And I said to her, Maureen, fantastic, you've had the baby. That's incredible news. And she said, yeah. I said, did you have a boy or a girl? And she said, I had a girl. I said, what'd you call her? And she said, excuse me? I said, what'd you call her? It was pretty loud, and I think we were in the pub or something. Oh. And she thought I'd said, what was the colour?
Oh, dear Lord.
And she said, black. And I said, what? And she said, Rory, my baby's black. Or, you know, and I said, what? What kind of a name is black? That is amazing. I've never heard of a baby. And then, of course, it twigged. I said, no. So we still... laugh about it now.
We
laughed about it now. I mean, it was one of those kind of, oh no, that is not what I meant at all.
To do in-depth research on my subjects. Is this true or not? Are you distantly related to Shackleton?
Yeah.
You really?
Distantly. My mother's name is Mary Shackleton.
So not distantly at all.
So he's like a first cousin thrice removed, four times removed or something like that. You know, he would have been my great grandfather was old having my grandfather, but I think he was first.
So did you see the Tom Crean play and go, bastard?
I've never seen it.
It's great.
I've never seen it, and really I believe it's brilliant. And every time he's brought it back, I've been working, I haven't got to see it, but I'd love to see it.
You should go.
Maybe
he'll
do a private show for us.
Second question, did your friend actually guess penis ham on Countdown for the conundrum?
I really have no idea how you find that out. Yes, he did. This is absolutely true. This was on in December. My very good friend Luke O'Reilly, he's not an actor or anything, but we were in school together, and we lived together for years and years before I settled down. He went on Countdown. He did the little test and he went on Countdown, and it was filmed, and then, you know, whatever, 6 weeks later they put it out, and he did admirably. He played against a guy who was on his eighth match, you know what I mean? We used to watch Countdown when we were young and renting a house years ago, so it was a big boon for us. And anyway, he ended up doing really, really well, but anyway, it didn't come down to a crucial conundrum, if anyone knows Countdown. So the letters came out, and neither of them had got it, and the clock was, you know, do 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 do. And just before it went on, he pressed the button and said, penis ham. And
surprisingly,
they went out. It went out. And it looked over to Rachel, and apparently she looked at him and said off camera, did you just say penis ham? And he did it. And I will eternally doff my cap.
I think we all will.
Yeah.
We've gotten slightly away from Beckett, which we're introduced said it, but I think he'd enjoy it. Go and see Druid.ie. The Irish tour for Waiting for Godot kicks off at the Galway Town Hall Theatre on the 22nd of February. For full list of dates and to go for tickets, go to Druid.ie and see this man in action. Ross O'Carroll, Katie, have to ask you just before we go. Do you plan? And is it one of those situations where you go, God, I might want to stop doing them eventually because people know you from that now and you don't want to get typecast? Or do you just let things happen?
I let things happen. Yeah. You know, doing those plays, it's a gift. It's a joy. You get to stand on the Gaiety Theatre stage with, 1,100 people laughing back at everything you're saying.
And with your collar up, talking about
Heineken. With the collar up and, talking about all Rossisms. But yeah, it's a great
It's laugh. A joy.
Take it as it comes.
And as long as I
get to go from playing Ross to playing Pozzo in Waiting for Godot, so it's kind of running the gamut, so I'm very fortunate in that.
Yeah, and you're not exactly typecast if you're going back to Beckett in fairness. My thanks to Rory Nolan there, Druid.ie, for those tickets. I will be along presently.
Brilliant.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best, Today FM.